The new flood boundaries are drawn around Rapid Creek and many of its tributaries. Half of the affected 800 structures moved into areas that require flood coverage on any mortgaged buildings, and the other half moved out of the designated areas. Barb Fitzpatrick with FEMA says anyone with a mortgage property in the 100-year floodplain will need flood insurance. She adds that it's a good idea for others to consider flood coverage as well.
Statistically, 25% of all of our policy claims are in the zones outside the flood zone. So 25% of everybody still gets flooded. As we well know, the water doesn't necessarily follow our map. Water goes where water's going to go.
Fitzpatrick says the city joined the National Flood Insurance Program in 1971, and the maps have been redrawn several times since then. She says normal homeowners insurance doesn't cover flooding, so extra flood insurance is needed. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.